What is it? I whispered back. We have a lot of wildlife around Lazy Acres. I have seen red foxes, whose great-great-great-great-grandparents came over from England, and I have seen gray foxes, which have lived in this area forever. I see deer all the time. They look sweet when you see them just strolling along, but they can be a nuisance if they get anywhere near the roses and the salad garden. We have to keep repairing the fences or they would eat everything in sight. At other times, I have seen raccoons, little moles and field mice, opossums, and, skunks. Dad, I whispered, what if it's a skunk? How do we get it out without stinking up the place? Very carefully, Dad said. He went into the shed and came out with two lengths of rope. Then he looped each one through a handle of the barrel. Ready to embark on a wildlife adventure? He said dryly. I have to admit, it beat anything I'd seen on TV at Grandma Kate's. As quiet as mice, we crept up behind the barrel, each took hold of a rope and lowered it slowly, carefully toward the ground. The last thing you want to do is upset a skunk. The smell can last for days or weeks. It is so stinky, it's unimaginable. Our dog Sophie surprised a skunk once, and we had to bathe her in tomato juice and fancy pet shampoo that cost more than the stuff our family uses. After what seemed like forever, the barrel finally touched the ground. Suddenly, two furry little creatures shot out of it like popcorn from a popper. It was a raccoon and an opossum. They bumped heads, then took off in opposite directions as fast as their legs could carry them. This set off a chorus of quacks and cheeps, and then Matthew, who was standing in his playpen, shouted, "Busy Buzzy, the animals, run, run, run!" I was still giggling when Dad dropped me off at school. Now if only I had something to write about, I'd really be happy.